internet.
God, I feel so roomy now.
Shane, how about you talking to your mic?
Seth takes up three quarters of the room.
Damn.
I love the guy. I just fuck with him.
Hating on Seth because he ain't here.
I'm sure you guys have done it to me when I wasn't here, so it's only fair.
I mean, at least it's showing up for you. It ain't showing up for me yet.
I got it.
God damn it.
The real Reproid Bill.
Please stand up. Oh, there it is. Sweet. Oh, fuck. I got to turn this down. Oh, there we go. Fixed it.
All right. I'm happy about this. We got stuff underway. Fandom Night. We got the logos. We got the headers and everything like that. We are finally back on track. And this has been a long time coming. For people that don't know, for people that found us as the Sentai Review, I get it. You may literally be confused as to what's going on here. We started this a long time ago as Reploid Productions.
With like 10-minute videos.
That channel was like a learning process to figure out how much you could post and what you could get away with and how the thing worked and yada yada. And then we decided to rebrand to something that wasn't just based off my name, something that could encompass the whole group and could really take us in a direction that we wanted to go. We made Fandom Night, and then we did like 9 frickin' shows.
Yeah.
And then we hit a hard curve where we were trying to make every show like this, these big, long, giant podcast issues. And we were also trying to be too relevant, way too relevant. Like, we were covering comic books, but only comic books, like, right now. Like, what's on your pull list right now? And we were covering shows, but only, like, movies that just came out or shows that just came out. And we just different things like that. It was way too time-sensitive for a group that works full-time and tries to do this. It wasn't feasible. We've learned a lot, and the way that this show has worked has shown us that if we follow this format, we can bring Fandom Night back, and finally we can talk about everything like we used
to. Talk about stuff, goddammit, not just, here's some writers, here's some bad guys, here's a robot.
There's a lot lined
here's
up.
Here's a Sentai guy punching somebody in the nads. Now we can go back to Vigi games and nerdy shit. Fucking Vigi games.
Today we are on Kamen Rider X Villains, but there's a lot. Guys, there's a lot of folders already ready to go. Oh, check that out. That was sent by our buddy Ronan.
That's actually really cool.
That's pretty cool, isn't it?
That is really.
Did you remember to put it in the bottom corner?
We're not doing it yet.
Okay.
But I'm gonna shade this and fix some of these curves here, and then it's gonna be plastered as the lower watermark on certain videos when we do these specifically.
Sentai reviews.
Yep. We've had this for a long time. It's just that we haven't chosen to utilize it yet. There's a lot of little things like this that we've been holding on to.
Yeah, I remember seeing that a while back, but I don't think we've ever made it like transparent enough to do the watermark thing. So.
Nope, I'm currently working on it right now. I'm going to close these little gaps right here, kind of like with a... I'm going to do very much like a Samurai Jack-esque art style. And the way that works is that there's no hard black lines, so this will actually feature out in green and close that gap and allow the white to stay. And then this will be turned black on the inside here. And then all of this will, of course, be made transparent. It'll be changed into a format that allows me to post it like that, and then that'll be posted in the lower corners.
I was going to say, be careful with the antennas up there. They can disappear when you try to do that.
No, oh. The antennas, you purposely choose white as your chroma keyer, and it'll remove all white.
Hey, Bill, I didn't know you were in the chat.
The real Reploid Bill
is in chat, so you must be fake.
What the fuck?
So you need to get out of our show, you fucking poser.
What
we
the
got
fuck?
The real Reploid Bill.
Who the fuck is the real Reploid
Bill? I don't know. I'm about to fucking... I can't look at him. Fucking hit the... Damn it. Oh, well. Whatever. Can't do nothing.
I could.
No, you can't view them. Yes, that's because we're moderators. But the thing is, we can't actually view their profile.
I think Bill's a scroll.
If Bill's a scroll, then we're fucked. But it would explain a lot. I mean, he is bald now. Normal old Bill Logan would not put up with that shit.
Yeah, I'm wondering if something happened.
No. Regular Bill's on vacation, that's all.
Oh, okay. Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, you saw Captain Marvel.
He's really weird. He even has 2 subscribers. He's the man. He has a single video.
Is it? What
He's
is
uploaded
it?
One video. It has 14 views.
It looks
it
like
went up
Gabe
2
Newell.
Months ago.
Is that Gabe Newell?
It's Gabe Newell on the.
Hey, holy
on the,
shit! It's fucking Gabe Newell.
Yeah, and it's got a. It's got. Let's see. And if for some reason, their logo is the dead meat sign.
Well.
Nice.
So that's not me. I don't know why that's a thing right there, but that's not
me. We'll ask you questions later to make sure that you are who you say you are. Questions that only the real Bill could answer.
The real Bill.
Yeah.
Because I'm still under the impression that you're a Skrull in disguise.
Well, you don't need to worry about what I am.
I think Secret War is happening sooner than I was prepared for. Because I wasn't prepared at all.
That's because we don't allow you to prepare.
See?
I mean, there might be...
I mean, they don't allow you to
there
prepare.
Very well might be 2 Skrulls in here. Because Bill's bald and I cut my hair.
But yeah, that's one of them. And then, like I said, that's currently the thing that we're working off
and
for Fandom
a
Night.
Wall scroll.
Ah,
so
multiple wall scrolls.
So I think we're
so
you're outnumbered.
I think I've given a decent amount of time. To be fair, we're going to go into the bad guys today. We're on Kamen Rider. We're on Kamen Rider X villains. And before we jump into this folder, let's go ahead and go around the room. Reploid Bill, William Bush.
Nick Bennett, Lone Paladin, taking up Seth's spot, because he ain't here!
Scott Action Jackson.
Shane McCree, Proto Guy.
All right. Hey, guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com, and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. All right, guys, I'll leave you alone. Leaders and generals, Apollo Geist. Oh, yeah, I guess before I jump into this, welcome to the Sentai Review, episode 252.
These guys.
These guys.
These guys, part whatever.
Oh, no, we could probably plow through this one.
Bad guys? We may be on, like, part 5.
Well, I mean, from this set of...
This
set of writers.
This may be the 5th bad guys that we've done, I think.
I don't know.
I'm not going to make any kind of promise on that one.
Well, I mean, from this Kamen Rider X, this is part whatever.
This is 3.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it's 3. I'm not going to guarantee that one either.
Over 200.
No guarantees over here on my part.
Only over 250.
I go on, damn, do it.
I don't remember a lot.
Hey, Bill, do you remember which series is bad guys these are?
Yes, this should be...
Cross.
Yes, Kamen Rider Cross.
Okay, there you go, chat.
Let's check out the Showa design of Apollo Geist.
Security Chief of God.
Okay, I don't hate this guy.
Actually, no. Security Chief, that makes sense.
That's pretty cool. I like his fire hat.
And he's red.
He's got the fire Thor hat, and he's got a fucking sun buzzsaw shield.
Yeah, I like his shield
that you
could shoot through.
Is that a double-barrel pistol?
You could stab him in the hand.
Yes, it is.
You could see his hand. You could stab him right in the hand.
Oh, that is a terrible design flaw.
Maybe that's supposed to be like one of those giant buffalo throwing stars.
That could
not
be
a shield. If it is a shield,
or
it's
maybe,
a poor design.
Maybe it's transparent. Could just be like transparent steel somehow, Bill. Like transparent aluminum.
Sure.
I'm trying to throw the dude a bone
here. I know.
I like
this white
I like
paint.
This dude too much.
Oh, that's a cool
dude,
toy.
Dude, that is
even.
Awesome.
Okay, he transferred well into toys. We're off to a good start here. I like it when we got some...
He's got a rapier. Fucking rapier!
Is that a rapier gun? A boom boom stab? That's almost like a gun blade.
Except
sorts.
This one's better.
For stabbing and shooting.
Stabbing and shooting.
No, no, no. See, this is what happens. The dude leaps through the air, right?
And gives you your vaccine shot.
He impales you into the ground where you cannot move, and then unloads the shit out of you.
No shit.
He's like, blah, blah, blah. And you go, oh, I'm dead, even worse.
Oh, there's our logo thing, our fucking title card.
Yeah, I really like this dude.
All right, this dude's solid.
Other than the shitty shield.
Oh,
this dude
other
gets
than
a
his shitty shield.
No, the shield's cool, though. I like it. I don't give a shit.
I forgot there's no set, so calculator.
Oh, shit, yeah. Yeah, there's no set. Our fucking math guy.
4.5 for this dude.
Our math knight.
The design's
is
good,
not
the colors
the
are good. I fucking like the aesthetics.
Hey, we're going to have to take Scott off the bench to be the new calculator.
Yep. You're going to have to.
Hey, don't look at me. I have to have silence for basic math, goddammit.
You're going to have to be. You're going to have to be the math knight in this episode.
I'm the temp math knight.
So does that make Shane the asshole knight?
As opposed to other times?
No, I mean, like, that's his title, right?
Oh, okay. I thought we were okay.
I'm down with that.
You're the knight errant, because you're the leader.
Okay.
I'm the backup, so I'm the assistant knight errant, because I was the co-founder.
Normally, this dude is the 80s knight, but right now, he's got to be the math knight.
He's the 80s math knight.
80s math knight.
I guess I'm the Final Fantasy knight, maybe. I don't fucking know.
Okay. 80s math.
I'm the Rupa Jean knight.
There were no smartphones in the 80s.
There were no smartphones.
Fucking use a pen and paper, bitch.
taking his fucking phone. Oh, excuse me, 80s math knight.
Asshole here.
No shit, asshole here. Yeah, no, this dude's awesome. I'm gonna start with a 4. I think he's great. Yeah. I think there are things that could be improved. His design is still very basic, but I don't think that hurts him here.
I really dig his fucking helmet.
Yeah.
I know I've seen that helmet in media.
It's Thor! That's Thor's helmet, Shane, for all intents and purposes.
Yeah.
It's a fucking solid design. They just made it more fiery. And I love it.
Well, black and red always go well together. You got a white cape. 4.1.
Oh, I just had the one-up bill.
Yeah, I'm just going to go straight 4. Divide by 4.
Seth's not in the chat.
That guy's a 4.15.
Hey, there we go. Oh, good start.
All right, let's go check out the high side design.
The Wahapapa?
I believe it's high side.
Probably. I don't know.
Probably just call it the Hydra design.
I think
design.
This is the last time that we will be without Seth. I think
wait,
next film
wait,
he'll
you
be
said
here.
Hydra design?
Sure, might as well just say
Shane.
That.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Wow. All right.
You know, I really don't hate that either. That's actually a nice upgrade.
His redesign is solid. I don't hate the fact that they got rid of it. Oh, that is still red. I mean,
I'm trying to think that it's a tarnished red.
Yeah.
Magenta?
I don't hate that.
It's a metallic red that's been tarnished.
They gave him
it's aged.
Mm. Is that a crossbow rifle gun? Is that
Well, he
is
went
that?
From a double barrel pistol.
It went from double barrel pistol thingy to that. It's still not bad. I really like the helmet,
though.
Yeah,
his helmet got a hell of an upgrade, and it's really good.
It kind of reminds me of a red...
I know you're having problems, too.
Really? So it's supposed to be Heisei? This is the Heisei era.
It reminds me of the Bad Robin.
Okay.
Oh, Red Hood?
Red Hood, yeah.
Yeah, in a way, yes.
Yeah,
it's
kind of
it.
A Red Hood
yeah.
color.
Yep, I see it. I'm seeing it.
No, yeah,
oh,
you're right.
No.
Yeah, it does.
Shane, I'm sorry, not Thor. You know whose helmet that is? Mm. Hawkman.
Don't be trying to get his points knocked down.
No. Hawkman's an essential part of the Justice League.
You heard what I said.
If he was here, he could beat you up.
His powers are flight and die.
He
comes back. And he's got the nth metal hammer.
The power
mace
of
thing.
That's not a power. He has the power of flying and dying
and coming back to life, Bill.
Only when she dies.
It's fine.
Until she dies, he's dead.
That's when we just shoot her. We shoot her in the head, and they both come back. It's fine.
Only to find each other and die again.
Just like Firestar, back in the original X-Men in the friggin' 80s, had the power of quitting the team.
Listen, okay? While Hawkman doesn't bring a lot to the table, I still like him. He's like the Hawkeye of the Justice League. But I like Hawkeye.
True.
But I do like Hawkeye. So I want everyone to know, Hawkeye is cool.
Okay.
So for the redesign, I'm going to up mine to a 4.8.
Yeah, I actually like it more. I also like that this is no longer a design. It comes off of him. The chest area.
Oh,
it's like
yeah.
an armor that comes off of him.
It looks like you can stab
I like that his boots
them.
Are raised. They're not just boots. They're actual armor pieces
Yeah, they're
now.
Greaves.
And these aren't just gloves. They're armor pieces now. I also like this.
Yeah, those would be
They
gauntlets.
Added that design here on his belt.
And on the spinning wheel of death
shield. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're on there, too. Instead of that big red bump, they actually replaced it with something.
Actually, does he have question marks on his belt?
No, they're like these little star-esque looking things.
They're the Halo Energy Swords.
Yeah, they're Halo Energy Swords.
That's what they look like.
No, you're right, absolutely.
The only thing I don't like is I feel like his original weapon was cooler.
Oh, the double-barreled pistol thing with the stabby Gatling gun of fuck you.
Yeah, he had like he could do fencing lunge bullets.
Now he has to fucking put his shield
and then double-barreled pistol.
His gun now.
No, that's a stock.
Yeah, that's a stock.
It's that way he could fancifully shoot you like an asshole.
The gun is okay. I'm not going to mark it down necessarily. I just think it's the weakest thing on him now. I feel like they gave him a disservice by taking away his cool weapon. Modernized, it probably could have been even cooler.
Oh, yeah.
So, I still think he's better. I think he's 4.5. Because my last time I gave him a 4, I really like his design. I almost want to go higher, but I think I'm going to stick at
4.5. It's all right. I got you covered with the 4.8. Shane? Scott? Either? Both?
What do you got, Scott?
I'm probably going to drop it down slightly.
Oh, so you don't like him as much.
Well, because the red faded. So
he likes the brighter red.
He likes the brighter red.
Yeah. Which is not, I like brighter red myself, but something about this one.
Calm down, Char.
Yeah, I'm like the coolest guy in the galaxy.
No, Johnny's way better.
That's why Char stole all of his compliments.
Yep.
That's why Char stole all his kill counts.
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, cool. Yeah.
I did that.
Sure you did. I did
it's
that.
Like, man, Char must have done that. It was a red mobile suit.
I'm the only
you
one
You know
red.
That Johnny's got red,
nope.
too.
Nope, patented it.
Patent it.
Fucking.
Red Comet.
And then you patent it. You package it. You slapped it on a lunchbox.
Johnny's like, I have a red name too. Johnny Blit. That's copyright. Red Comet.
In fact, we're going to have to actually need you to dim the color of your mobile suit.
We're going to need you to step back.
You need to change the hue
here.
By 3 points.
He's like, God damn, you know how long it takes to paint this thing?
Where the hell am I going to find red paint that color?
By the way, the maintenance crew is busy. Here's your brush.
And what makes Char cooler is that he survived the 1 year war with no injuries, and Johnny got fucked up.
Johnny does get injured.
He does survive. He does survive, but he gets fucked up.
Plus, Johnny has still never, to this day, no matter how much people like him, he's never been important enough to show up in a series.
Right.
So he's still side canon. He still expanded stuff.
I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.6.
He wasn't even... They didn't even feature him, and I was really surprised about this because he has such a huge fan following.
Because the faded of the redness on top of getting rid of the double-barrel
pistol
rifle gun thing.
I expected him to be in the origin manga, and he still wasn't.
I know.
Even in
I mean, it was double
barrel. I know we get
right?
off topic
I wasn't,
a lot.
I wasn't
this isn't a
just seeing things.
Yet, but
it looked like double barrel
on Netflix.
Ashes
movie
boomstick.
Hathaway's out.
Just pistol
oh, okay.
rifle.
I didn't
form.
Know if you've seen it yet.
Yep.
I was
gonna,
waiting to watch.
We're
going to
be talking about it.
I was waiting to watch it with you.
So this guy got a 4.35.
Hey, cool. nice. This guy is nice. Winning.
All right, let's go check out Dr. Noria, this fucking guy.
Whoa. okay, oh my. You can definitely tell there is a dude under there.
That's some fucking creepy shit.
If you're going for creepy villain, this man won.
If it's a man...
I don't know what it is, but I do know that it is creepy.
So, Shane, you're in the Green Lantern Corps, right?
Yes.
There is a villain like this in the Green Lanterns.
And you're hanging out with Gareth, right? All right,
all right.
Think that's his name, right? Fucking one of the little elder dudes, the Guardians.
No, Ganthet.
Ganthet, that's his name. I can't fucking remember. He's a little fucking little blue dude with a big ass head.
He's like,
I got 75 years of Green Lantern. You want to catch yourself up a little bit?
I mean, I might. it'll probably take
it's
me a while.
It's all across the floor. I just finally put all the books in for the bottom shelves.
I mean, I might borrow it at some point.
But I see what you're getting at.
But you know, he takes a trip to Earth with Hal Jordan, and they go to a paint factory, and
he falls.
He trips.
Yeah, I can see that. I can see the Guardian thing. I can see it a little bit, yes.
This guy is super creepy. I think it lends itself very well to the aesthetic. Like,
but the close-up did not help.
You know. But that's a pretty cool villain design, in all honesty. I like that his teeth are all fucking bleeding and coming out of his face, and he's all swelled up, and he's got all these cords and shit. He's legitimately creepy. Like,
kind of reminds me of the Thinker design.
Ooh.
Okay.
In a way.
Oh, yeah.
In a way, yes.
I'm willing to go as high as a 3.8. It's very simple, but this could strike a nerve with you. This is one of those villains you would remember.
This is one of those villains that you would wake up in a cold sweat thinking about.
That's what I mean. Like, if he was transferred into, like, if he was transferred into manga or comic design, he probably looks unbelievable. It's probably really gruesome.
Like, this is something I would not want to walk down a dark aisle or
I'm kind
alleyway.
Of disappointed that I noticed there was no remake for this guy.
That's a little sad.
They probably couldn't do it justice. With this
something
head.
Simple about it is what makes it creepy. Nowadays, we would update it. That could either hurt it or
he
give
does,
it more points.
He does remind me of the big head dude from Green Lantern, just more grotesque.
Yes.
Yeah. He fell into a giant vat of boiling white paint.
See, at first when I saw the picture, I thought, oh, God, this guy's going to suck. But now that I'm really looking at it, and he's fucking just creepy as hell. It's what you want from your villain. You want your villain to be creepy.
You kind of do. You want your villain to make an impression.
Yes.
Like, and he has to make a harder impression than most of the bad guys do. It's okay to have a couple cool bad guys that kind of stand in the forefront of him. Lord Zedd made a lot of cool monsters, but Lord Zedd is the
cool.
attraction.
And
even going back, Rita strikes a very specific look that is very iconic and has lasted through the ages. There have been other bad guys that don't live up to what she is.
Yeah, like the Machine Empire.
Really doesn't strike an iconic view with me.
I just never like them, to be fair. But no, I get what you're getting at. Like, for me, Babu.
And yes, Hector Hammond is very much the guy I'm talking about. In terms of the big head dude, he was talking about Ganthet when he
mentioned
the little...
Yeah, I was just talking about Ganthet just hanging out with Hal, and then he became a villain.
But the big head villain...
Because he fell into a vat of fucking paint.
Big head villain guy, that is Hector.
No. Oh, yeah, Hector,
They keep him usually pretty fucking locked up. He's dangerous.
They found the whiteout plant.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
When you're talking about
sorry, whiteout
villains,
plant. Yeah, because that's goopier.
Another creepy villain that I find creepy is Babu.
Yeah, you don't like Babu.
I don't like... He's a very unsettling to me.
Yeah, it's important for villains to...
Well, he's a motherfucker, and he's not very smart. He does kind of freak me out a little bit.
Well, probably the Japanese version even more.
The Japanese freaks me out even more. But I'm going to give this guy a 3.8 as well.
All right.
I think it's solid, and I like it.
I'll agree. Fuck it.
So simple, but yet so...
Just to let you know, though, I'm going to give your shirt a 0. I'm sorry that people had to know about those turtles.
Oh, that's the musical. Shit. I was wondering why Mikey had a fucking star on his face. I'm like, I'm sitting there thinking.
And why Raph's holding the fucking guitar.
Dude, I was like, man, I'm missing something.
Uh-oh. I think Bill's about to do a thing.
Yeah, he's going to turn on the camera.
Behold the camera. Can you zoom in?
I had to get closer to
check that out.
Get up in there, Scott.
There you go.
He's got
the sad shirt. That gets a 0. Your shirt is fine, but I had to see those turtles again.
Nobody should ever see those.
One and only Ranger right here.
I'm wearing science, so fuck you.
For
I win.
Science.
I'm wearing science for science.
Without science, these guys don't exist.
So
without weird mythical power fields like the Force, they don't exist.
Which is a science.
Which is a science.
Okay. Calm your metachlorians
down. Hey, you're just upset because your metachlorian count was low this month.
Actually, it may be higher.
I'm waiting for Jedi. I'm waiting for the return of Jedi Bill.
Under 200.
We got to get the games.
I know.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I got the shitty Game Boy.
We kind of got them already.
We still need the NES ones.
I got the shitty Game Boy games.
But we also need the NES ones.
We'll get them.
Son of a bitch.
We got
a lot of that shit.
I need to bust emulation, out the black duster, and we got to find the wrestling hood.
Nick, you look like you're falling a little to the dark side again.
What'd he get? I'm sorry?
Your alter ego might be coming out.
I'm just going to go with everyone else. It's a 3.8.
Oh, okay.
Darth Nicolas shall rise again.
Dude,
let's check out
my favorite shit.
King Dark, Leader of God.
Wow. Wow, you got to be a big deal.
be a big deal.
You
G-O-D.
Better be one motherfucking hard you motherfucker.
I realize that's G-O-D, but yeah.
G-O-D.
You better be the greatest villain I have ever seen.
All right, not bad so far.
Okay.
I've seen worse.
Giant.
Okay.
Who looks bored in that picture.
I'm looking at these things under him, and I'm unimpressed. Very unimpressed.
I'm unimpressed with these action figures
you gave me. If that is the G.O.D.
Okay, I'm not impressed anymore. All right, fucking weird.
He looks like...
He's like Darth Vader.
Could you zoom in a bit?
He is Darth Vader if he was thrown back into the Middle Ages.
He looks like the robot that dances on stage at White Zombie concerts at the same time looking like something that would have appeared in the background of the original Wizard of Oz.
He looks like he would attempt a Gwar concert.
No,
attempt.
Gwar is cooler than this guy. Holy shit.
Okay, this picture is awesome. Hey, what you thinking about? Villainry and stuff.
He very much looks like a creature design. In just this, if this was leaning over a mountain and looking at you, it looks very much like a creature design that you would have seen in the never-ending story.
King Dark.
Yeah, actually... Yeah,
you could have seen that if it would have came over like a mountain and laid down.
In truth, I would be like, "That's the nothing."
Yeah,
but you don't get to see the nothing because it is nothing. Because
it is nothing.
But
that
is actually what the nothing is. This I wish was nothing because I don't want to look at it. This motherfucker gets a 0.
Damn, he hated on this hard.
Do you really blame me?
This is the leader of God.
This is the leader of God.
What's that tell me about God?
No, G-O-D, not God.
I'm just saying that, but yeah, technically it is G-O-D.
I know,
but that's still.
But according to his belt.
Just like you would say stars, you wouldn't actually say
According to his belt, it's G-D-O.
Yeah, I think he misspelled.
So, never mind on the zero. Nuke this fucker.
Damn! Nick,
how much of a nuke are you giving it?
I mean,
the full power.
I mean, to be fair,
all
if five. They would have just switched the O with the D, his belt would have said go D.
If it would have wrapped around his entire belt, it would have said good.
But it's not good.
Because you ain't good. I mean, I like the color of your cape, and that is about it.
Yeah, this dude fucking sucks.
Man, the last guy was a short guy wearing a fucking dress, and he beats you.
Yeah, it's true.
It's true, because I nuked this bitch.
So,
what do we do with dumb robots? We nuke them.
This should have been rethought.
What do we do with dumb robots that have been nuked? We nuke them again.
Hey, nuke.
I'm seeing people say things like, it's mecha, it's just his mecha, and shit like that.
We don't care. He looks dumb.
But it really looks stupid. And if it is a robot, it looks even more stupid to me.
Because now if he is an actual robot, I want to see him dance.
And I kind of wish I would have seen more robot-esque things instead of his... Darth Vader screen.
You know who's a better robot? Sex robot.
Robot.
Robot is also a better robot.
Just robot is a better robot.
And not even the upgrade, the two
not
upgraded,
even the upgraded
versions. No, there's two.
Yeah.
Because there's the Lost in Space on Netflix, which was fucking phenomenal.
It was pretty good.
Bill, you know who else is a better robot? A Dalek.
I mean, at least with the Daleks, we know what we're expecting. It's got a plunger for a weapon that sucks people's faces.
Which is unique.
That is true. That is unique.
How many people go out there with a plunger and try to take over the galaxy?
and a whisk vaporizer.
Are you trying to sell me on Daleks?
I'm trying to sell you on our Hoover Vacuum 9000.
That also happens to come with plunger sucking powers and can exterminate all the dust and specks on your ground with its little whisk laser.
For three easy payments of $19.99, you too can have a sweet Hoover vacuum.
Give this guy a one.
It's like a Roomba.
It's bad. Not even
better.
If you're a fan. Not even if you're a fan. It's just simply bad. That is bad design.
I don't like it. It's stupid and dumb. I wanted this guy to look like menacing
as
shit.
We've seen some really good designs out of this show. So I know they're capable of it. They really dropped the ball here.
It's like he's trying to throw the devil horns too.
And failing.
Negative two.
Good. Wait, what'd you give him?
One.
Okay.
One nuke.
Now, let's check out the Heisei design.
All right, here we go. Ooh.
You look better.
His redesign helps him a lot.
Oh, my. Yes,
you're like actually a cool evil robot man.
Yes.
He
looks like something out of Voltron now.
Actually, he does kind of look like the evil king a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, you're rocking the gold. And they gotta keep!
Okay. That is a major fucking improvement. Belt still dumb.
Because you can't spell!
Alright, so the belt loses points.
Okay.
But he still gets a 3.7 because he's pretty cool. He's not amazing cool, but he's cool.
Dude, he rises from being nuked like a phoenix rising from the ashes.
Seth, I just now got the notification.
Fucking rain.
Fucking rain.
Hi, Seth.
And the rain falls down. Yeah.
This dude's so much better.
Makes
Holy
Seth
fuck.
4.3. Rising from the ashes of our nuclear.
I'll go as high as a 4. Yeah. I think
Seth is rating this one.
He's substantially better.
He said 3.5.
Nice. That one, that's my favorite
picture. I especially like that picture right there. That's solid.
That picture did him a very big service.
He looks like the main villain.
And I could buy him as a robot type of man thing now.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to 4.
Love the red eyes.
I do. I like
love
the
it.
Eyes.
Love
and
it.
The horns are not overdone.
Oh, wait, no, 5. Five.
The horns are just right at this point.
5.
I think we have a new winner.
What is he?
3.9.
No, that's not the new winner.
Oh, wait, never mind. The other one was 4s. Never mind.
4.3 something was 3.9,
so
the second dude.
Okay, are you guys ready to start the haul? Monsters of the Week, episode 1 through 18. Let's start with episode 1, Neptune.
Oh, good. Only 2 pictures. All right, this dude's fucking creepy, and he is cool.
The fuck?
No. Yeah. I completely get what they're going with. So they're going with like a fish monster,
like
merman
he's
thing
like
for one side,
of Neptune,
and he's the statue of Neptune
yeah.
on the other.
Yeah, I do. I see what they're going after.
I like that.
And the trident.
It's the
Neptune's
original trident.
Yep. Yeah, it's the original
it's
statue.
Different than
That's
Pluto's
decent.
Trident.
I don't hate that idea. I don't. It probably could have been implemented a little better. I won't lie, but I don't hate that. I don't hate that concept that the statue is chipping away.
Close enough.
The statue's chipping away, and underneath him is this monster. That's cool. I don't hate that.
Yes. Yes, actually, this.
This is actually a really cool blend.
When I first saw that, thinking, dump.
I was worried. I was worried for a second.
But no, now that I'm really looking at it, yes, I like this guy. This guy, it's another one of those creepy 4. Bastards.
4.5.
Yeah, 4.5. I like that.
I'll go as high as a 4, especially for its time. We know how these monsters of the week, just literally, they're like, what the fuck do we have? And they're like, we have a monkey mask. Monkey mask.
Hey, we have a pig suit with
put
his
a cape
arms
on it.
Coming out of his mouth for some goddamn reason.
Put a cape on
Did
it.
Did Seth chime in?
I love
you
that.
Give it a 4.
I love that pig, by the way. I make fun of him, but
Which
I love that.
Guy.
I love that pig.
I'm giving it a 3 because I got low expectations on all these guys.
I mean,
what'd you give
him?
I'm giving it a 3 because I got low expectations for all these monsters.
I understand.
I mean, this surprised me. I had pretty low expectations.
This is his standard. This is where Scott lays the standard. At this point, this is what he expects through the show.
And this guy got a 4.
This is my foundation. Now build on that.
Here comes Panic.
At the disco? I mean, he's a weird, creepy goblin man. That toy did not help him.
That toy did not help him.
It's like he fell in a fucking rainbow factory.
He's like a fucking tiefling goblin.
2.
Okay. He is a monster.
He's a monster.
Okay.
We've seen worse.
I have seen worse.
I saw Piano Face Man.
We
not
saw
a monster.
We saw camera head man.
We saw
not
camera
a monster.
Man.
Didn't we see multiple camera
we
mans?
We saw lipstick monster, purse monster, balling
ball
cup man. Yeah,
I'm just talking about the dumb shit that we've seen since we've been doing this show.
We've seen a lot of stupid.
Like, remember all the mask guys?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now,
Iron mask.
Now, let me tell you this right now. Is he stupid?
Wireframe
Does he look
mask.
Stupid? Yes.
He looks stupid.
But I'm going to give him a 3.
He is a monster.
I'm going to lay on your foundation.
He is a monster. I'm willing to say 2.8.
Bill went under your foundation.
I'm going
I still think I 2. Still
9.
Think I
Nick
still think
also,
you have to be a fan. You
Nick,
have to appreciate the fact that this costume is still better than what
Nick
came
and Bill decided
it.
To go under your foundation to make sure that it's sturdy, that it's that it's good. Now me, I'm just going to lay down on your foundation, okay?
I went down on the foundation.
Oh, you went
foundation.
Down. Okay, I'm the only one up there. Like I ain't getting dirty, guys. I'm just going to lay on this foundation. You guys dig.
What Seth give him?
Seth hasn't said shit.
I love that.
He might be busy with
I
work.
I love that foundation thing. I'm going to use it a lot. I'm going to use it a lot in our show.
Hey, if you want to talk foundation, talk to my girlfriend. She could teach you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure she can, actually.
Dude.
I've seen the pictures.
Seth said 3 because he's not Panic Grim Tongue. Okay, whatever.
It's like, I don't know.
I don't fucking know what the hell that is.
So me and Seth will lay on the foundation while the three of you dig underneath and see what's there.
2.74 for this horrible panic.
Hercules.
Hercules. Oh, no. Hercules.
Oh.
You are not Hercules!
Oh, wow.
One.
What the fuck are you?
Now, Bill, I'm going to tell you something right now.
All right, all right. And you, I kind of understand what they're going with for two parts of this, but no!
Dude. Okay, Bill, I'm gonna break this down. I already know I used it, but let me tell you something. We live in the United States. We have the largest nuclear arsenal ever. I have more than one nuke. I don't have just one. I got multiple nukes. All right, I got them all in my fucking silo.
You can only use one per show.
I got my silo filled with nukes. I shot one, but I got more over there. I got a dozen at least. I'll push that button.
He's really wanting to hurt this guy.
That guy, look, he's fucking shave his knees. All right? He's got hairy knees, but it's just right here. He's got no hair on the rest of his leg. It's just right down the middle. What kind of fucking freak? No, fuck that. Nuke him. Boom, 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 boom.
You can't nuke him, but you can give him a zero.
Shane.
Seth.
No, you. That makes more sense than what I'm seeing right there.
Seth gives it a 1.5, by the way.
This guy sucks ass.
Zero.
Now,
he's on my list.
Here's the thing.
He is a monster.
I know what they were kind of trying to do with two parts of this.
Okay.
In Greek mythology, Hercules killed the lion.
Yes.
And wore the lion.
I see that.
So that's why it looks like it's a two-fucking-headed lion. It's not. And Hercules also had that shield.
Since you were tossing ones.
Those are two of the things that Hercules had in his arsenal.
So they're playing off the ideas.
He still sucks. He gets a fucking zero.
He still sucks.
Let me ask you a question. Do nukes, when I nuke something, does that
one,
go on my list?
I'm going to give him a one because they at least turned his mythology into a monster.
They just failed miserably.
So I'm giving him a one, but I really don't like it.
He's coming in here, and he's like, hey, guy, who's your favorite superhero? He's like, let me break it down to you guys. Me as this hairy-looking creature.
Okay. So it's just
my favorite superhero is Captain America. See, I'm just wielding this shield, this tiny bit shield. I mean, look how he's strong. He's picking it. Look at all that fucking foam he's picking up. Very, very strong.
He's got a foam house. He's going to tote that bitch around. There's a flood coming.
Let me tell you something right now. Everybody look and pay attention. That guy in the background doesn't even give a shit.
He's just walking away.
Yeah, he don't even care. This guy's
like, fucking whatever.
Is he got an ass fin?
I hope not.
I don't know.
Yeah, no, he still gets a zero. Fuck it.
No, yeah, so, ass fin ain't going to save him.
So, Shane was right. There is nukes in the arsenal, and I'm dropping mine.
Hey! Join the club!
We're creating nuclear winter up in this bitch.
It's Fallout fucking Fandom Night Edition, bitches.
Negative 0.5.
To the vault.
All right.
We'll pick a number. I don't know.
Now this.
Oh, vault 404.
Crossing my fingers here.
Oh, boy.
Crossing my fingers. Medusa.
Come on, you can't fuck
one. Got one picture. They fucked up. It's a zero.
It's really hard to see.
The shit am I looking at?
It's a bird monster with a snake wrapped around it. It's a zero. It's not fucking hard to do a Medusa.
What the fuck?
When the original Clash of the Titans movie can do a good Medusa, you fuckers can do a good Medusa.
It's a lady with snake for hair. How do you fuck that up?
No, it's a snake lady with snake hair.
I've also seen variations where it's like a woman with just snake hair.
From here up,
she's supposed to be
it's
human.
A lady.
From
the rest
is
a snake.
Yeah, she usually...
A Gorgon.
That is her race, is a Gorgon.
Which, yeah, because I see him, I kill him in God of War all the time.
What the fuck?
In a practical fighting show like this, they couldn't have done the bottom body.
No.
I'm gonna go ahead and give them their out there. But the rest of the design, I don't care for regardless.
I don't... It looks like they're playing a flute. Like a snake charmer flute. Like,
which would also make no sense.
There you go.
No! Just no. Fuck this thing. Fuck this thing to hell. It's a zero.
He says, fuck this thing, Shane.
Give it another 60 seconds and that nuke is reloaded.
Shane.
You can fire the button.
Oh, he can fire the button now.
Push the button now. Push the button now.
Press the button, Bill.
Shane,
beep, beep.
Shane, I have to give this guy a 5. a negative 5.
Yeah! Behold the nuke!
Fucking Shane's face.
Dude, I would, if you would have gave this thing a perfect
Shannon
score,
nuke!
I'd have slapped you so fucking hard your hair grow back.
Fucking Shane with
so
his chia
slap. So that's 0-0, negative 5.
What the fuck? Why didn't you do this
Scott,
sooner?
What you got?
I'm for Shane.
Oh dude, I have to zero this bitch. My nuke is out, apparently.
Yeah, we're out of nukes. Fresh out, Shane.
Oh, well, Seth has got one. We got one more loaded.
And Seth already threw a zero. Yeah.
I know, but he can still fire.
And Seth ain't going to fire the nuke. He's waiting.
Equals.
He's waiting for something.
I did a straight
special.
Zero. Divide by 5 equals negative 1.
Hey,
also,
you suck!
Also, since we only got one picture, it's hard to get a sense of everything.
That's true.
But the one picture we got sucked so
Ooh,
bad.
Cyclops.
Wanna check out Cyclops?
Oh, wait, wrong one, sorry. I mean, it is a Cyclops.
It's like a...
It's actually a creepy-ass Cyclops. Yeah,
it's like a Cyclops golem.
Can I ask
thing.
You a question?
It's a Cyclops Stein.
So, since he's a monster of the week, so he serves the boss man.
Yeah.
So, when they send Cyclops out to do his job, does he able to perform his job properly? Or can he not perform because the big baddie has his girl? And he can't lead this team. Because he's a bitch.
Wait. I don't know if I could compare this guy to Scott Summers.
Okay, first off, I'm fucking with you. You know I do that. I actually think Scott Summers is way better. I just
than this?
I question
you
his...
You think all of Scott's costumes have been better than this?
Yes.
Have you ever seen Octopus Scott? Yeah, that was a real costume for a while. He wore an octopus.
All right, AFK.
Scott's face. Scott doesn't know about my X-Men knowledge. Yes, Scott Summers wore an octopus.
I don't want to know.
While.
I don't even want to see it.
I'm kind of curious now, too. This guy gets a 2. He's all right, but they could have done better for a Cyclops.
It was when he was shipwrecked. It was after Jean was supposedly dead. The
Which
first
time?
Time it was the first time after it was the first time she got the X-Men get separated, and then she ends up at one end, he ends up at one end, and they both teams kind of assume the other is dead, and if I remember right, he ends up on an island for a little while.
Oh, that one.
Let me see it.
Okay. Let me see it. That one.
Yeah, that's Octopus
that one.
Scott.
I remember seeing
that's
that.
A real thing. What do you think, Shane?
Yeah, that's better.
That's better?
That's
okay.
Better.
Octopus Scott is still better than
yeah.
this, he says.
Yeah. No, he is a Cyclops, so they got that right.
Good job.
Good job. You
Good
got,
job.
You got the concept
you're,
right.
You're the best.
But you could have done better.
You could have done
I've
better.
I've seen some awesome-looking Cyclops.
What did Seth give
us? Scissors.
Oh, I haven't... jumped onto it. Hold on.
Two.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and give him a 2. That's fine. You know what? 3. He is what he's supposed to be. He's a Cyclops. He looks like he's huge. He's got one eye. He's kind of gruesome. He's a monster. I'm willing to fall on a 3 for this thing. Is it bad? Yes. Is it fine? Cyclops is one of those monsters that's just, it's just a monster. I don't expect anything when I see it. I don't get excited. It's not a favorite monster. I don't even consider it, I mean, I guess it is, but I don't even look at it as an iconic monster. I mean, I know it is.
In Greek mythology.
But it's not.
Bill.
In Greek mythology,
it's a
big deal.
It's like when you look at comic books, and all comic book characters are iconic. But some villains and heroes fall into the C category.
Hey,
yes,
Bill.
Unfortunately.
That's what this is. It's a Cyclops.
I'll give it a 2.5.
Bill, I regret my choice of chair today. My back is really hurting.
You could go get a different
I'm
one.
Going to.
You don't need to sit on the bar stool.
Are you sure?
Go grab the chair.
No,
down,
never mind.
Down.
Shane's going to switch me seats for
I'm actually
bit.
Doing real. I haven't had back problems in a while.
Lucky you. I also
welcome
worked
to
last
back.
Night.
Actually, I don't know. I sit on him every now and then when I'm down in the living room.
Yes, but right. I'm also
Ooh.
Trying to
this
sit
would be
comfortably.
Better if the padding was a little bit.
I think
yes.
that might be part of it.
Yes.
So I'm going to repeat Shane's. I'm going to 2.5 because it's like, it could be a lot worse.
Yeah, that's what I. Yeah, that's kind of where I am too.
I like the fact that he has a bone for a weapon. Like
I think that if I had a heavy expectation, like if it would have been something like earlier, like you say Medusa, that's an icon
Shane,
monster to me.
Give me my phone charger.
Cyclops is something you could just kind
Please.
Of bullshit.
So this Cyclops got a 2.4.
I mean, I've seen worse Cyclopses.
Bull
Cyclops
Man
Eye.
Minotaur.
Cyclops.
Okay, come on, Minotaur.
Now, the Minotaur is an icon monster.
This one shouldn't be that difficult,
too.
Right,
if I plug it in that way, I won't accidentally flip off the
computer.
Okay.
I do see the
yet.
Minotaur. It looks like he's wearing the Minotaur's head.
Looks like a tiki Minotaur.
I see a pig nose.
Yeah, that's a pig nose.
That's
not a bull nose.
That's like
a warthog.
That's a boar man.
Yeah, boar.
Yeah, he is a boar.
Fucking Borator.
Yes, he is quite boring.
Don't suck on that.
But it's Bill, it is for the quest.
He has a tiny shield that breaks into punchy things.
I don't like this.
Because you can see that is a circle. Like, obviously, these two pieces used to be one piece.
You see those two toe hooks? They look like tusks.
Yeah.
Like, now, what animal has tusks?
A walrus. What did I tell you about making up animals? Scott's trying not to laugh. He's like,
I
remember those days.
That like a week ago.
Back when it was some good shit.
Oh my god, the first stuff. Yeah, the beginning of it was good shit.
Seth just nuked this motherfucker.
Oh, Seth wants nothing to do with this fucker.
I don't either. Zero this motherfucker. I'll look at him later again. Or he will still get a zero.
So, that's four. That is.
Yeah, I think this dude's stupid. Zero.
Oh boy.
I don't care for him at all. It doesn't even matter if you're a fan
story.
Of the material. That's a bad monster.
Yeah, it's
have
pretty.
Done that?
Yeah, we've done that. Yeah.
I'd say we fired all five nukes today. That's impressive.
Yes,
but not on the same guy. I mean, that's one
that
thing.
That was
a
good thing we saved them because there's a lot of guys that deserved some.
Okay, so I'm gonna give this
like
a
if
zero.
We ever go back to do some of the Kamen Riders, Genius needs nuked. By everybody.
Oh, I've got some.
He was over-designed like a motherfucker.
I've got some writers that I would nuke. I've got some writers.
Negative one for that boar. Boring
Let's check
boar.
Out the Birdman Icarus.
Okay. This one. Okay, you know what? No, it's fine because.
It's the sorceress from He-Man as a man.
What? No,
it kind of is.
Yeah, but the thing is like, I get some of the aesthetics for it. Doesn't mean I agree with them. But Icarus had the wax wings.
One.
Yes, he did. He had wax wings.
And he's also a bird man.
Mm-hmm. Bird man!
So I'll give him a 1.5. He is halfway to baseline.
I basically gave it a 1 because I see what they were doing, and that is all they get.
Yeah. Yeah, one.
It's the only thing that saved him from a zero, because it looks like he needs to hit that treadmill a little bit.
Damn.
Shit.
Sorry, I'm not scared of a bird man with a beer gun.
You would be if that bird man could actually fly at Mach speed still.
Probably.
Did Seth drop anything or not on this? No.
Not yet.
Okay, I got 3 ones. Who... Am I missing a Nick, or...
I gave it a 1.5.
Seth gives it a 0. I gave it a 1.
Oh, so I'm the nice one. So I think it's a straight 1, then, because...
It's a 0.9.
Oh, close enough.
He's the best. Let's check out Mighty Atlas.
Okay, no, I can believe that one.
Look at this ball.
Not
the
that,
ball is a globe.
Not that fucking toy. That toy is terrible.
Go back to that.
That... I could believe that.
Hey, Bill, he actually does have the whole
he
world.
He actually
in his
does
hands.
Have the world.
In his hands, he's got the whole world. In his hands.
So this one's not terrible, not as cool as some of the other ones we've seen. I'll give it a 3.2.
Yep, he also can't spell.
None of them have been able to. They all say GDO.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out.
I was about to say, I wish it said GTFO.
Seth gives it a 2.
I give it a 2.4.
2.3.
I'm dropping a deuce on it. It becomes a... Oop.
It becomes a... Oop. Oop.
Yeah, he's struggling with that
I
deuce.
Like his Atlas hammer.
Yeah. Yeah, I like the weapon.
Atlas hammer.
2.38.
Atlas Hammer's neat. Mock Achilles. Okay. So everyone knows the story of Achilles, right?
Yes.
He has a thing with his heels.
Yep. It's the only place he can be wounded.
Yep. That's why they call it the Achilles heel.
I can't see his heels.
Maybe that's a good thing. He's trying to protect them. If that's his one weakness, you're going to want to protect your one weakness.
But actually,
he's not, because if you pay close attention, his fucking bottom legs are bare.
Oh, no. No, that's the way Achilles fought.
Which was kind of weird.
I'm going 3.
And it was actually only one heel.
Yeah, 3. He's fine.
He's
I can't. You know, without actually seeing it, I can't tell how they would fight him or how the storylines bleed in. He's just he's fine.
Is there another picture?
He's a monster guy. No, this is it. This is what you got, man.
Damn. Okay, I was hoping that there's another angle.
Seth gave it a 3. I gave it a 3.
Okay.
Oh, I didn't know if you got me
or
not.
Oh, well. Peer pressure. Give it a 3. It's a straight 3.
So it's
3.
Hey, there we go.
I do see what the chat is saying. I see it. I get it. It's fine. The belt is supposed to look like the skull.
It doesn't.
But.
It looks like a fucked up spirit.
I still don't care.
Yeah.
Let's check out. Flaming Prometheus.
Oh, Jesus. God damn it.
Holy shit!
You know the story behind Prometheus, right?
Correct.
What's Prometheus' story, Shane?
He came to Earth with Bob, and they...
No, that's not the story of Prometheus.
He actually did, and then he tried to educate the caveman.
Yep.
But there was this fucking monkey.
Yeah, I know that fucking monkey.
Just kept fucking up everything.
Evil monkey.
I watched all of the Prometheus and Bob tapes. I know the story very well.
In Greek mythology.
I'm a little rusty on it. If you want, could you please explain it?
Fucking Fandom 5.
Fandom 5.
We missed.
I missed.
I sucked. I wasn't
looking. Wow, we are not athletes.
I went this way.
The gods of Olympus were pissed at humanity, so they stole fire away from humanity.
Yes.
Yes.
Prometheus climbed up into Olympus and stole it back. As punishment, Zeus made him forever immortal, basically. He died every night and woke up every morning as the sun rose and was pecked to death by birds.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I remember now. Yep.
Where he would die as the sun set.
And rise when it...
And come back to life when the sun rose.
That is
death. Just to perpetually die.
That is a terrible fate.
Well, regardless, I really like this monster.
I
like that his head's all on fire and his arms on fire and, like, his legs are on fire.
Scott,
I get that it's just
Scott.
A so cheap-ass costume, but well, I get we what have, they were
too,
going
we
for, and
S's.
I really like it.
I know we got too many S's.
For a second, he almost looks like he's doing one of these things,
listen,
like trying to be all rocking and epic and shit.
Fire Blanca is awesome. Okay? He gave up that
electric
shit.
I mean, yeah.
He gave up that electric shit and went fire.
That is an upgrade, though.
Seth gave it a 4.5.
I'm giving this guy a 4.5 as well.
4.5 for Fire Blanca.
Fire Blanca.
And
that's appropriate. You're wearing a Street Fighter shirt.
You know what? I'll give it a 5.
Is Blanca on there?
This is probably the coolest.
Really?
Probably the coolest looking thing we've seen today.
It's Ryu, Ken, Chun-Li, Guile.
No, the 4 top.
Yeah, I'm just
close to at least.
I'm going with a 4. Equals 4.4. 4.5.
Ah, damn, I was close.
I gave it a 4.5. I just won Price is Right.
Yeah, so did Bill and Seth.
Oh, here's Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Hail Hydra.
Nope. Take my hail back. Take my hail back.
All right. Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Shane. The Hydra only had one head to start.
True.
Now, let's get rid of some of those heads and let's make it look cooler. Because I'm telling you right now, one head, not doing it. You got to have like eight. I want.
It's nine.
I want crazy motherfucking mock. I understand they were limited, the time period.
Will
I get
you
that.
Stop with the head slicing thing?
I just recently watched Hercules.
I did
Seth
too.
Gives
oh
it
my
a
god!
Three.
I did. It was like a week ago.
Mine was like
three
a month ago, but
we found it on Blu-ray, and I replaced my DVD copy.
Disney Plus.
Yep.
Yep. Found it. Was like
from
I'm gonna watch
zero
it.
To hero.
That's right.
Damn right.
That's right. Fuck, Hercules is the shit.
Dude, I liked that movie.
I
don't know why.
I fucking love Hercules.
I liked that movie. So I think the villain. I think he's easily in my top
actually,
10 Disney villains.
What, Hades?
Ever. I loved Hades.
Do you want to know why? It's
because
it's James Woods.
Yes, it is. And by the way, Amanda's favorite Disney villain of all time is Hades. She loves Hades.
Man, that makes me feel like that's going to have to be a Phantom Night episode.
Cool. Dude, that would be a
the
sick
Disney
villain.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. That would be good.
It's got to
fucking
be one.
Pain and panic reporting for duty.
He's not going to be mad. He's not going to be happy when he finds out.
If we tell him.
Dude, Hades
is good.
Hades is my top five, but everybody knows my favorite.
I like when they're wearing his merchandise. He's drinking his drink.
Best Disney mentor. Phil.
He did make a guy from zero to hero.
I wonder if we could do a list on 10 mentors.
Dude, that'd be a tough one.
We could do 10
five.
Villains. I'm telling you, 10 villains.
We could do a list of 5 mentors.
That's got to be an episode, damn it. That's an episode now. I'm telling you this. I'm going to write that down.
We need pictures of villains.
Shit, I could go get
villains
the laptop.
Isn't an issue. Mentors might be an issue.
That's going to be a little harder. That's going to be harder.
Bill's like, I gotta fucking write this shit down now. God damn it.
Look at that. Making more work for us while we're working.
I'm giving this Derpy Derp Hydra a 2.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 2, but he still doesn't get my hail back.
I'm willing to give him a 3, and here's the only reason why. If they somehow do something with chopping his head and he grows another... They probably don't. But say they did... That would make this monster man kind of cool.
Now,
I don't hate the fact
that he has
the one crazy dragon head.
Because, that, like Nick said, that's how he starts.
He's got the armor across the one side. He's
well,
got the sword.
It depends, because there was a three-headed Hydra.
In God of War, wasn't that the start of the game? The first God of War, you fought a Hydra.
Yeah, they called him Ghidorah. He was a big space thing, and he came from space. And then... I'm just saying, and then like Godzilla fought him.
King Ghidorah.
I'll give him a 3.
King Ghidorah gets my Genesis.
We'll
definitely
be nice.
My favorite Godzilla villain.
Is he?
Oh, definitely. I love Ghidorah. Okay. Oh my god.
This
what
Hydra.
About Space Godzilla.
Space.
A real thing, by the way. There's a space Godzilla.
Do you want to know?
It's got extra crystals on its back.
He actually does look kind of cool.
He does.
So yes,
Bill. What's the French actor guy that plays Jacques in the Onimusha 3?
Jean Reno.
Yep. Yeah, Jean Reno is my favorite Godzilla villain, or enemy.
He hunts baby Godzillas.
He does. What he gives no fucks.
They're just babies.
That movie is awful, by the way. it's so bad.
But at least he's cool in it.
At least he's cool in no matter, like, literally
he's cool
anything,
in everything.
Literally anything he fucking does.
2.6 for this frowned upon Hydra.
Cool.
Sad.
Let's check out the Chimera.
Ooh, come on.
0.
You have a toenail coming out of your forehead?
0, because I can't see Chimera in that. I see weird, jumbled mess.
And look at her. She's even like, okay, that's not a Chimera, guys. Really? I'm so unimpressed. I'm about to die.
She's like, please kill me so
I'm
don't have to look at this
look,
motherfucker
look at
anymore.
This, look at this. She's like, man, I'm going to die. I'm going to die bored. Is that the best you got?
Yeah, this guy's dumb. I don't know what they were getting at. Maybe I need more pictures. This guy's dumb.
The guy kind of looks like he has like a lion's mane, sort of, with like a toenail coming out.
0, because I can't really get behind whatever the shit I'm supposed to be seeing.
You remember how we nuked fucking
neat pick
Vader?
Zero.
The Vader bot.
Okay, it's a 0. Moving on.
It says next pick or 0. This is it. this is what we got.
I kind of regret nuking the robot now.
Yeah. I always do that, though. I always regret some of my decisions in this fucking show.
We need more nukes.
I know.
That's something that's being addressed for the format of the Phantom Knight episode.
Gotta fucking sit here and pound our desk demanding more nukes.
My silo is empty.
Like real men.
You gave me 5? Come on, man. We got silos all over.
Speaking of that reference, the Phantom Knight episodes that will be hitting first will be pictures of Spider-Man.
In honor of tomorrow being one person in this room's B-Day.
Yes.
Damn, Shane, I didn't know you had a second B-Day. Nah, Scott.
Second B-Day.
Yes! Second birthday.
I need 2.
Scott, I'm taking yours. No! That's mine!
What'd that shitty guy get?
0.
Oh, fuck that guy.
Everyone give it a 0, so 0.
We all used our nukes!
Ulysses.
S. Grant. Who the fuck is this guy?
The fuck?
It's obviously Ulysses. They drive him around in his fucking
fireworks.
Robin sidecar.
Is that a fucking bicycle sidecar? That's a bicycle, not a motorcycle. That is a. I know that that's a motorcycle because you can see the throttle up there.
Yes.
I don't give
Seth
a fuck.
Says 0. I say 0.
Look.
0.
Yeah, give him and his Robin sidecar a 0.
When this man drives up on you.
You know the only cool thing about this dude?
You're going 0 as well?
The only cool
it's
thing
a zero.
About this dude
moving on.
Is the golden ivy crown. And it's still not cool.
It's so dumb.
0, moving on.
Yes. Let's check out the Reaper Kronos.
I have never seen a least threatening villain in my life.
Eh.
Well, there's the Reaper Kronos.
One of my favorite weapons.
Now, Shane.
Scythes are cool.
Yes, they're one of my favorite.
Skulls are cool.
Yes, yes, yes.
This guy's not cool.
But this guy's not cool.
One.
Now, Shane, do you know who Kronos is in Greek mythology?
Yeah.
Who is he?
I notice you keep asking that question.
Kronos is
and he
a
keeps
time.
Answering it. Kronos but then is... you ask him the follow question and he doesn't answer it.
Yep.
So I'm going to go ahead and answer it. Yes, I am literally an expert on all things Kronos, and I refuse to answer any questions past this point.
There you go. See, that's all you had to do.
He's a Titan.
Yes, he is the Titan.
He's the
I knew that.
He's the Titan of Titans.
I know all these things.
He's the one that ate all the gods except for Zeusy Boy.
I know things.
Yeah.
And Zeusy Boy beat his ass.
And what is their relationship?
Father-son.
There you go, boyo.
He's the father of the gods.
See, yep.
I know Kronos. I play God of War.
What are you giving this guy?
I'll give him a 2 just because he's got his scythe and skulls and dirt face. Dirt
okay,
face screws
that's fine. I'll go with that, too.
I'll give
I like his scythe and I like his skulls.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Does he have buck teeth? Is he literally
we
going
can't
to...
tell, Shane.
I can't tell, but it's
it's too pixelated.
It's very
Seth
possible.
Seth gives it a 1. Oh, what you giving it?
I already gave it a 1.
Oh, okay.
Hey, I'm scary with my buck.
You know what?
What that
a 1.5.
Oh, shit.
Just to be in the middle.
Not taking any sides. Neutral.
Guess what? Nick won the Price is Right.
Yeah!
All right.
Come on down.
Cerberus.
Fucking RNG manipulation, bitches.
Cerberus.
Missing ahead. I'm disappointed.
Why do you have snakes?
The Hercules one looked more like Cerberus than this one.
I will say... I've played an awful lot of games, and I don't know why, but I have played an awful lot of games where Cerberus is a two-headed dog.
I know, I've seen
it. I was under the impression it was 3.
Yes, usually it is.
But I have played a lot of video games where they use Cerberus as an enemy, and it only has 2 heads.
I think
heads.
In the Disney Hercules.
Yeah,
Disney Hercules, he has 3 heads. In Harry Potter, there's a 3-headed dog. Yeah.
I always thought
but
that it was 3.
It is... supposed to be the 3-headed Cerberus, but
that's what I
in
thought.
Certain other mythologies, it's 2-headed.
Okay.
I wanted the 3-headed.
It's weird.
I like the 3-headed Cerberus.
3-headed is typically what most people know as the standard Cerberus.
Yeah, because like in Shining Force, you fight them, and they're 2 heads.
Yep.
And I fought them in other games.
I think
games,
it's
like
a Japanese culture thing.
And there's also a game you played where Cerberus isn't a head-to-dog at all. It's an evil corporation trying to bent on bringing the Reapers back.
Oh, wow.
Mass Effect.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Because I just beat all three games.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'll give it a 2.
He's
they tried.
Fine. He's fine.
I don't
ahead.
Like all the snake shit on him because there's
I don't
no
know
fucking
those,
point.
Is that snakes or are they like his organs?
Actually, if you look at his arms, he's got like IVs connected to him or something.
Yeah, is he like some sort of?
Is he like Bane where he can like roid up?
That would be cool.
I think he has a tail. Either that or he's pooping.
Oh my god! Please be a tail. Otherwise, I'm leaving.
I've got a turtle head booking out.
All right, demorphing and out. Fucking take over the world. I'm gonna fuck. I know I said demorphing. I know I'm
Seth joking. Says 3.
All right, Seth.
Yeah, 2.8. I'm right there at the air. I don't hate him necessarily.
That's why I gave it a 2.
I think he could be better.
And I'm dropping a deuce.
So it looks like
Bill.
I think
two.
He is too.
Bill. Bill, don't take the venom.
So I honestly think that Cerberus actually sees himself as a 2. 2 heads, dropping a deuce.
2.36 for this derpa derp.
Okay.
What we got?
What's that say? I'm going to admit, I don't know. Alcides? Alcides?
Looks like Alcides.
Alcides? Word?
Alcides?
I don't know. I actually
Alcides,
don't know what this is.
Probably fuck. He looks cool.
There he is. Is he kind of a tree or earth, maybe? Is those like roots coming out of the helmet?
Yeah, he looks kind of like a pseudo-ent.
He looks like he just kind
of... Maybe that's... Could that be possibly what they're playing with here? Is that because that like a tree branch thing kind of wrapped around him for the belt thing?
Oh, dude, you know what?
If that's true, I don't hate this at all.
It means if you fight this guy in like...
Wait a minute! Look at the roots on his face! He's got an epic handlebar
root,
fucking mustache.
He's got a root handlebar mustache.
That's fucking dope. She's like, but handlebar mustaches are the coolest mustaches.
He's like the
other
best,
than the Fu Manchu.
He's like the best version of Krang's rock soldier.
Yeah, actually, I agree with that. Give this dude a 4.
I think this dude's kind of neat. Yeah.
And you want to know what else is dangerous about this guy? Fighting him in any kind of forest element?
Yeah, he's going to be like John fucking Rambo. Look at the size of his knife.
Yeah, he's going to be fucking blending in and shit, dude. He's going to be hard to fight. Scotty.
Really? Okay.
I think Seth gave it a 4.
So they're saying that's Hercules' birth name.
Oh.
That's what the chat just said.
Well,
I don't know
anything about
it.
This dude's way cooler than the Hercules we saw. So.
He's cooler than that Hercules we saw earlier.
God damn it.
Also, dude. You don't need to, you know, have a large quantity of caps.
I'll go ahead and go with 4. He's cool. I don't know why he's cool, but I kind of like that design.
Because,
I don't know the idea behind it, and if he is supposed to be like what Hercules would have been, I don't know. I don't know the idea behind this.
Well,
why they give him that name.
And Bill, you like him because he can literally twirl that mustache.
I guess.
Makes you ultimate villain.
I'm going 3.
All right.
Let's see. It goes divide by...
Don't you...
3.8.
Forget the 3.8.
Star Trek always taught me that facial hair makes you evil.
That is not true. You trust people with a beard.
Also, I do like the fact that his little breastplate here is the logo instead of just his belt. I don't know why, but I kind of like it more up here on this circle than I do
on
the ghost sperm.
I honestly thought that was a face.
Yeah.
I now see that it says GDO.
Yeah.
But I actually thought that thing on his torso, I honestly thought that was a face.
Spoopy.
Yep. It's cooler than the weird ghost face down there.
Yeah. All
you
right.
You done with that guy?
Yeah.
Okay, last one. Cadius?
Cactus?
No.
Cadius,
I think.
I mean, it's
meow.
Cat.
Okay.
Fucking call forth the Ocelot Squad.
It reminds me of something out of ESO. It looks just like the Catman from ESO to me. Hey. Like you could just make that. Yeah, the Khajiit.
Well, hey, look at his shoulders. He looks like he has.
I've got wares if you got coin.
Yeah, Khajiit always has wear if you have coin.
Yeah, I'm fine with this guy.
4.5.
I'll go ahead and give him a 4. Yeah, he's solid. He's fine.
I'll give him 3.8.
I don't know the story behind him. I'm going to be honest with you. I don't know a bunch
Seth
of Greek mythology.
A 3.5.
I know the shit that I've picked up over time from different media. I've never purposely studied it.
Yeah, I'll just drop a 3.
Middleman came and said, man, what did they do to Brack?
Damn it, Brack. This black Brack got a 3.76.
It's not bad.
Okay.
Not
bad. There we go. We're done with episodes 1 through 18.
Boop.
Now we just need to worry about the 19 through 35 for the next run, and we're done with the leaders and generals. Goodbye. Okay, that's it. That's it for us in this episode. Anything else?
For the moment, no, I think we're good.
Noises. Okay. Yeah, all right. Yeah, we've got other stuff to do today, but that was this, and we'll come back to do bad guys later. Next time, people.
Bye.
Hey, guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.